Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, players?
This is the talk of champions, franchise player.
Always boss player.
Forever.
Welcome into another edition of Franchise Player Crossover Podcast with me, Ben Garrett of the Ole Miss Spirit on three, and David Johnson, that's him, of Inside the Rebels 247. Hey, buddy.
How's it going there, Ben?
Good, man. I feel like we're in that really slow time now. I'm just ready for
kind of dreary out there today. Yeah, you know, the rain and thunderstorms kind of set the tone for the day, if you will, this morning. And I think it's going to be here a couple days, too.
Yeah, and we're not going to be at the practice fields because we've been shut out. So what have we learned so far through the third week of fall camp? It just feels like it's dragging now. I know for the first 2 weeks it was fun and games, but now, man, it's August 17th, 2022. The season's not for another couple of weeks. This is the boring time.
Well, we got the first week wide open because really and truly they weren't doing anything that they were afraid of anyone to see. You know, the second week, a little less. Now we're in week three, and it's a lot less. So, you know, we're kind of left to our own devices to figure things out, so to speak. You know, one thing I picked up on this morning, though, was that Jaden Williams, ever since Saturday, he's been taking the first-team reps at left tackle. You know, will it stay that way? We don't know. But Mason Brooks was on the field today. And if you haven't been following this, they flipped Jeremy James back to right tackle and inserted Jaden Williams at left tackle. Now, you know, one of the reasons they did this, Brooks goes down with allegedly a concussion during Saturday scrimmage. But I got to tell you, Ben, I think Jake Thornton is going to be hard-pressed to demote Jaden Williams as well as Jaden Williams has been playing throughout the entirety of fall camp.
Was Mason Brooks at right guard then?
No, Brooks was running second team at right tackle. Nothing has happened with the interior positions on the line. You still got Nick Broeker. You've got Eli Acker at the guard spots, Caleb Warren at center. I don't expect to see much happen there, but, you know, I could possibly see them giving Brooks a whirl, maybe. You know, for that right guard spot where Eli Acker has been and has performed very, very well. Now, that's just supposition. That's all that is. You know, Brooks may get out of concussion protocol or whatever it is that's ailing him and go right back to right tackle, and they may flip Jeremy James back to left. But if Jeremy James has been playing right tackle since Saturday, that's what, 5 days worth of right tackle? Are you really going to have the guy that is going to be lining up at left tackle playing right tackle for that long of a period of time? I don't think so. So, now, again, this is supposition on my part. I don't know. But It's going to be interesting to find out.
Well, the devil's advocate counter to that is, who's the other left tackle? If Mason Brooks is in concussion protocol and it's Jeremy James and Jaden Williams, is there anybody else? No.
Yeah, there. I think there are a couple of guys. I don't think there are any. There's anybody they're comfortable with starting other than Jaden Williams. But, you know, what you would, you know, let's just say a left tackle goes down, James goes back to left, and Brooks is inserted back at right, I would suppose.
Has Brooks had a good camp?
You know, I think you would have to say yes and no. See, I think some of this movement around on the offensive line was kind of afoot prior to Brooks being injured Saturday. I think some swapping was, matter of fact, I know some swapping was going to go on even before he got injured. So, you know, they're kind of doing this under the cover of the injury, but I do believe Jeremy James was going back to the right side.
Who's their best five offensive linemen right now, according to David Johnson?
Jaden Williams and the four that have been in there. Nick Broeker, Caleb Warren, Eli Acker, and Jeremy James.
Well, there you go.
I'm bullish on Jaden Williams. I mean, not only is he a very talented young man from an athletic standpoint, man, he's high IQ as well. You can watch him in drills very closely. He knows everything. He's trying to teach younger guys. I know he's only a redshirt freshman, but you see him coach some of these younger kids up. And, yeah, I think he's the whole package. I really do.
How many players do they need? How many offensive linemen do they need for the season?
Man, I think they would love to have eight or nine that, you know, you don't rotate on the offensive line very rarely. I think they'd like to have nine they felt comfortable with. I don't know if they're at nine yet. I think they're at seven, maybe even eight.
Brooks being number six, who's seven and eight?
I think Cedric Melton, Jalen Cunningham are all in that group. I think Micah Pettis is challenging to get in that group, as well as Tobias Braun. And, you know, you've got Reese McIntyre, who started two games 2 years ago. You've got guys you can depend on there.
It's interesting. A little bit of intrigue at fall camp that we weren't expecting, David.
Yeah. You know, really and truly, no. You know, you really thought these, you know, Brooks included, that was going to be your first five. But, you know, you have fall camp for a reason. You shake it all out, and they shook it out, and Jaden Williams has popped out. And, again, I don't see the pathway for anyone looking at Jaden and going, you're going back to second team.
He's been that good this fall camp.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
What does he do better than the other guys to play left tackle? I'm not
going to say he does better than anybody, but
– Well, you get what I'm saying. Like, what is making him emerge?
He's a dancing bear. I mean, he's nimble on his feet. He's surprisingly strong for a kid his age. And I think he's very intelligent. He understands what it is his job to do.
I love stories like this because I don't remember a lot about him as a high school recruit. Wasn't he a late charging high school recruit?
Yeah, he was a three-star prospect out of Conway, Arkansas. And a lot of times with those linemen, those three stars turn into four and fives real quick when they get to college. And, you know, probably the last O-lineman I saw with this kind of ability at that age was a young Nick Broeker that Ole Miss out-recruited Ohio State for. And you see what he's gone on to be.
Is he more natural a fit at left tackle as Jaden Williams than even Jeremy James? Because the whole plan was Jeremy James moving to left tackle. He was the dude.
Yeah, and Jeremy can play there. I don't think Jeremy's movement over to the right side has anything to do with the kind of count Jeremy was having. I think they're confident Jeremy can play either side. I think it's just that they feel better with Jeremy having started 13 games at right tackle last year and with Jaden already being the number two left tackle early on, that it was easier just to integrate Jaden into the lineup at left tackle and flip Jeremy back to where he was. Now, again, all this may not matter.
May not. Hey,
Mason Brooks says, you know, he checks back in and it may go right back to the where it was. But, you know, Jaden Williams, I think, is having as good a camp as anyone.
Anybody else like that at any other position?
I think J.J. Pegues is killing it at nose tackle. You know, he's sharing reps with K.D. Hill right now, and that's likely going to be the plan all year along that defensive line. And I think Xavion Harris is going to be a good number three nose tackle. But, you know, and you're starting to see Damon Clowney flash a little bit. You know, and I think they're planning on utilizing him as, you know, kind of that stand-up linebacker, if you will, pass rush guy.
Nice to hear that Xavion Harris is performing pretty well at defensive line, because I think the initial thought was, oh, yeah, Ole Miss is going to put him at defensive line, but they've signed him to be a future offensive lineman.
I tell you, he's got an offensive lineman body, so I wouldn't rule it out. But he's got a quick get-off. I think he needs to work on his hands and feet a little bit. But he's going to be a very good one, no matter which side of the ball he's on. The problem is with Xavion Harris, if you were to move him over the offensive line, where would you put him? I mean, he's going to play tackle if he moves over there, but he would be stacked behind some guys right now.
If you haven't already, subscribe, rate, review Talk of Champions in iTunes, and when you do, leave a 5-star review. It doesn't matter what you say, as long as it's 5 stars, this podcast can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Just simply search Talk of Champions, and Talk of Champions is brought to you in part by Thomas Chandler of Capital Financial Group. When's the last time you thought about retirement? What about saving for your kids' college? In these crazy economic times, working with a professional is of the utmost importance, and that's where my friend Thomas Chandler comes in. Thomas is a financial planner with Capital Financial Group, and he wants to help you make the right decisions for your financial future. So give him a call today at 662-296-0186. That's 662-296-0186, and tell him that Ben sent you for a no-cost consultation, and get started toward financial independence today with Thomas Chandler of Capital Financial Group.
Your Ole Miss baseball Rebels are national champions. Yes, that really happened. Your eyes did not deceive you. And what better way to celebrate since we all spent way too much money getting to and back home from Omaha than with a new car? Well, the only place to buy a car in Oxford, Mississippi is Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford. From new and used sales to parts and service, Allen Samuels of Oxford aims to provide a truly stellar automotive experience. And what separates Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford from every other dealership is they aim to address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. They'll get you in the car you want at a price point that you can afford. Give them a call today, 662-234-8000. Ask for Brian or Mason and tell them Talk of Champions sent you, because now Talk of Champions actually makes sense. Ole Miss baseball won a national championship, and they'll get you in your dream car with your Ole Miss Omaha magnet planted right there on the driver's side door. They're located at 2201 East University Avenue in Oxford. That's 2201 East University Avenue. That's just past Kroger. Contact them today, 662-234-8000. That's Allen Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram of Oxford, a proud sponsor of the national champion Talk of Champions podcast.
BNA Bank is celebrating 125 years of local banking. For generations, BNA Bank has been a stable fixture in Northeast Mississippi, supporting and investing in our local small businesses, local schools, local community events, local charities, and so much more. At BNA Bank, we believe in our local communities, businesses, and organizations because we are a local business, too. Thank you for choosing to bank local with BNA Bank.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters for the Ole Miss Rebels.
the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel.
There isn't much better than spring turning to summer in Oxford, Mississippi. Double Decker, the Grove Bowl, concerts at the Lyric in Vaught Hemingway Stadium, beer showers in right field at Swayze. And don't worry, Tecovas is here to make sure your fit is right as you're stepping out on the square during this festival style season. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Shop new styles with a complimentary drink on the house. Many Tecovas stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. There's just no in-store experience quite like it. And if you can't make it to a store, that's okay. Check out Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. Tecovas offers free shipping on all boots, free returns and exchanges too. And they ship right to your door. Head over to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I was thinking about other guys like Xavion Harris, Tywon Malone, other guys, big names that we're not hearing enough about. What's up with the guys like Tywon Malone, guys like that?
Yeah. Blame it on Randall Joyner and Chris Partridge, who have gone out in really no time flat and extended the depth on this defensive line to where now it truly is double digits deep. I think they're going to play 10. They're going to play 11 different guys. And, you know, when you're a Xavion Harris or you're a Tywon Malone, and all of a sudden there's a J.J. Pegues, a Jared Ivey, guys like that that have come into the program, you know, your acceleration to the top may not be as fast as you might have thought it once would have been. And, you know, not saying they're not getting there and they're not developing, but, you know, you got these old heads that are in that room now. You know, it kind of maybe stunts your rise up the depth chart a little bit.
What about Tysheem Johnson? There's another big name we're not hearing about.
Yeah, he's a stud. Absolute stud. You pair him with A.J. Finley as the safeties in that secondary, and you really do have a couple of defensive quarterbacks there. They're both really smart football players. They can make sure the defense is where it needs to be. Both are very talented in their own right. And, Tysheem is a stud. He's had a stud-like fall camp.
So he's going to start.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, he's competing with Otis Reese and Trey Washington at that one strong side star spot.
Yeah, I know.
And that's why I ask.
I also know Chris Partridge, his coordinator, is the guy that got him here.
That's true.
That counts for something.
That counts for something. Kentrell Bullock. We've talked a little bit about him, but not enough. Another big name.
Yeah, we had Kentrell today after practice, and you know, I asked Kentrell, you know, what are the dynamics like? What are his expectations on playing time? He kind of brushed it off and just, hey, I'm taking it day by day. I'll do whatever they need me to do. But, you know, to be honest with you, this guy, a veteran who's done everything asked of him, but look around. He's in a room with Zach Evans, Ulysses Bentley, and Quinshon Judkins. You know, so they're throwing the ball a good bit to Kentrell out of the backfield. But honestly, I just don't know. Injuries can always play a part, but I don't know how many carries he's going to get this year. I really don't.
Dennis Jackson.
Dennis has had a solid spring. He's in a big old room full of wide receivers that are all going to get to play until one or two of them develops the hot hand.
But cut through the bull crap. It's kind of put up or shut up time.
I'm telling you, Dennis is going to play. I think Dennis can catch 20 to 30 balls this year for 400 to 700 yards.
That'll play.
Don't ask me about the punter.
I'm not.
Have no idea. I have yet to see him punt live, other than in the pre-scrimmage on Saturday where he kind of looked like Peter Griffith out there.
No, David. But
just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah, he did.
No.
Yeah, he did.
He looked like Ben. He looked like Ben Garrett in the helmet and shoulder pads. But other than that.
No, you're a little slimmer.
I don't know, man. I mean, this is my guy, Charlie Pollack. Hashtag Pollack.
Oh yeah, I mean Charlie fits in fine with Lane Kiffin. I've just got to tell you, I mean, Lane's gonna love the kid.
Give me a carrot to stick out in front of me, you know, to run after, chase after until we get to the season, man. I feel like we've hit the dog days.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna give you somebody that's gonna have a great year.
Ooh.
Not many people are expecting to have.
Okay.
Casey Kelly. Casey can do it all. Okay. He's got good hands. He's not the dynamic athlete Michael Trigg is. And Trigg is going to have some, you know, wall poster moments Casey Kelly won't have. But
Casey Kelly. His lunch pail every day.
He does bring his lunch pail every day. And I'm telling you, there's not a kid on this football team that loves fall camp like Casey Kelly does. I mean, I've caught him wandering around singing out there. Not that he's not paying attention.
Yeah, what is all the stuff we say about white football players that play skill positions? We say they're sneaky fast, bring their lunch pail.
I'm telling you, man, get ready. Because I really think Casey Kelly is the only tight end on the Ole Miss roster that doesn't mind putting his hand in the dirt and moving somebody. You know,
Drake's been everybody mixing up a little bit more lately.
Yeah, everybody likes to, you know, split out wide and catch a ball. Casey likes to do that, but I think he enjoys blocking as well.
Blue collar, puts on his hard hat every day.
Blue collar, lunch pail kind of guy. That's him.
But Jaden Williams started left tackle. That is a notable thing.
Yeah, I think it is. Nobody saw that coming. The kid was out with a shoulder injury. Had shoulder surgery last year as a true freshman, but that's all in the past. Now, I'm not predicting that. I'm just saying watch it.
No, breaking news. Breaking news.
Quit it.
David Johnson is reporting.
No,
Jaden Williams is the starting left tackle.
I'm not reporting that, but I'm saying keep your eyes on it.
Hey, look, I'm just using your words, sir. You're breaking news here on Franchise Player.
I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you sound like you're so happy today. I didn't say anything about you sounding down.
It's a little bit of the weather. A little bit.
But you get happier when it's rainy?
It kind of feels like the first day of fall. I know it's not, but.
But it's going to be 97 in 3 days.
There you go. There you go.
We'll be right back where everything is.
It'll be 97 on September the 17th in Atlanta versus Georgia Tech at kickoff.
All right. I really wanted you to dangle a true carrot out in front of me to just for me to latch onto for the next 16 days. Here's one. Ole Miss is going to Atlanta.
Well, yeah, they are on the 17th of September.
David Johnson is always ready. You're so witty. Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe they get to go back. We'll see. Yeah. Breaking news. Ben Garrett just predicted Ole Miss is going to Atlanta in December.
Yeah, to play in the SEC championship game. You know what that means? I'm not a coward. I will put my name on my breaking news, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Break it all. Break it all, Ben.
Franchise Player, a crossover podcast with me, Ben Garrett, of the Ole Miss Spirit on 3, and David Johnson of Inside the Rebels 247. Not a ton to talk about today, but hey, we were back anyway. We'll do it again.
Woohoo!
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.